The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Welcome to You Can Sip With Us.
I'm Ashley.
I'm Colleen. Your eyebrows look great.
Thank you. I got them done.
Yeah.
I did lamination and dye, like a tint and lamination. So they're pretty bold right now. But yeah. She said they're bold because it also tints the skin underneath. So it'll lighten chill as the tint comes off. Yeah. But
yeah,
they're nice and fluffy and big.
Yeah.
Which I like. I like a big brow.
You know?
A big, bold brow.
Big, bold brow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What are you sipping on? What was that?
I'm doing Energize. I mean, this is just the Mountain Valley spring water thing in there. It's a fancy little container, but it's just water. But I put some of my Energize in there because I'm kind of dragging ass still. I have recovered. So if you guys are on Patreon, you heard me. We talked about this last week about I'm finally sleeping through the night. But when you have like a week of not sleeping through the night, it takes your body a while to recover. So I'm still not fully recovered energy wise. So I'm popping a little energy here and here with the, it's a pre-workout. And then also I've talked about this before, but it's been a while, but Mixers, remember I talked about that Mixers? It's like a hormonal support thing. So I think I talked about it because I have always had hormonal headaches and we thought that there was like something wrong with me for years. Like 10 years ago or whatever, I was having a headache every single day, in and out of doctor's offices, went to neurologists, like chiropractic, all of the things. And then I went off birth control and it fixed that. But I still get severe tension headaches like 1 week out of the month. It's usually regarding my cycle. And then I started using these mixer supplement things that you put in your water and they taste good. And they went away and I don't know why. I just kind of got out of like, your brain sort of is like, well, maybe I don't need them. Like I'm feeling better, right? Like I don't need that. So then it's been a couple of months where I just haven't reordered and the headaches were coming back again, like very annoying. And so I'm like, well, I'm going to order that. And let's just see. Let's just confirm that this is what helped me before. And headaches are gone. I haven't had one. So I have, it's a juicy peach mix her thing in here with my lemon Energize is the cocktail that I'm sipping.
Is it good?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's great.
I wish I had something. I might try and chrismate something.
Yeah.
So I just have plain H2O right now.
Yeah.
But I want something else.
Something fun.
Something a little more up, like what
you're
having.
A Friday evening. It's time to happy hour.
Yeah.
You're going to get a little good time going.
And I'm not dragging. I'm like feeling
You're feeling good.
I'm feeling good.
Wow.
And I talk a lot. You guys, if you're not over on Patreon, patreon.com/youcansipwithus, on this last Friday's episode, Ashley and I both talked about like a lot of health stuff, things that we're prioritizing and why and all the things. And it's always very personal.
It's actually a very good episode, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Things are always really personal on Patreon about like our real lives and there's some stuff happening. And so I think that would be a great episode kind of for everyone to listen to. Or you know what? All the episodes are great for everyone to listen to. So if you're not there,
come on.
Join the club.
Get it together.
But I made a big shift in a bunch of things really starting on Monday this week. And I'm always blown away when you really hunker down, like in a way of like prioritizing what you're eating and like taking yourself and the care of yourself very seriously. I'm always amazed at how fast you can start feeling like significantly better.
Yes. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Jinx. It really is insane how little we are taught sort of in society to pay attention to what we're eating and drinking and consuming because of how it affects your body.
Yeah.
I don't feel like there's that much education around it, like how foods impact you. It's just like we've been told like this is healthy and that's unhealthy. This is good. That's bad. Yeah. But there's not really a lot of education around like cellularly, what does it do and how do we become deficient in things, and like that it's not normal to feel fatigue and, you know, it's all people joke about being hangry. I used to have that hangry thing all the time. That's also not normal. Like that's a sign of blood sugar instability.
Yeah.
Like there's lots of things that we're just like, oh, this is just the way the world works, but it's not.
And we're not really educated. Being busy, whatever it may be. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and then we also, there's a whole bunch of things, and we did a real deep dive on Friday.
Thorough.
My faves this week are fun faves. They're like helping us. And I did some recon on my faves. So I did a deep dive on like, what's the top music out right now? Like, what are the top songs? Because I don't listen to the radio like ever. When I get in the car, I'm listening to my own music on like Spotify or iTunes or like a podcast. Right. I don't know. So sometimes I feel out of touch with what the cool kids are listening to.
Yeah.
I'm sharing like movies and shows, but that's beside the point. But I did have a fave that won't make this list because it's not in the mix. And it's what I just started following Megan the Dietitian off of your recommendation on Friday. And I just was like deep diving
in there.
And there's so much good stuff in there that she's like 100% aligns with the conversation that I had that I talked about on Friday. Anyway, it's like all perfectly like, so I'm like, hell yeah. And I was screenshotting like a crazy lady.
Yeah. It makes it feel more doable. Like she takes out some of the, from what you're going through, takes out some of that like overwhelm and is like, okay, here's some ideas. Here's some groundwork. Yes. Like, yeah, she's gives a lot of value away for free.
Yeah. Yep. All right. On with the show.
Do we have any hangovers?
I don't even remember what we talked about last week.
Same. Well, Well, there was a big the ectopic pregnancy. So we had heard. So
it's a big one.
Yeah, we have heard. I don't know. Have you verified this?
Yes,
Kara. Okay, then you tell what happened. The update.
The ectopic pregnancy bill that was introduced. The ectopic portion of that has been dropped from the bill.
Yes.
So great. I'm like, it's amazing Small that win. People That's a good win. Like. Yeah. Lifted their voices and are outraged.
Mm-hmm. Well, alarming. I loved your text. Kara texted us that, and you might have already knew it, but your reply was "Thank God for outraged women" or something like that. And I really liked that reply.
Yes, and I saw that and I felt yes for outraged women.
Vindicating, you get it. Yeah,
and it's like we have to stay in the know. Mm-hmm. Knowledgeable about things that are going on and how it can things that people might not see or understand of how they could really impact, you know, these kinds of things, they can slip under the radar.
Yes.
And they can have huge impact to people. Mm-hmm. And so it's important to keep our thumb on the pulse and speak up.
Yeah. I don't watch the news, but maybe we should talk about like maybe in a future episode. Like I could share some Instagram accounts that I follow that like cover news typey things, you know, and bills and things. And you could talk maybe about like some Twitter accounts that like, hey, if you don't want to turn on the news, here's some things that you could like, right? Cause I'm not going to turn on the news to be in the know, but I do try to make sure that I follow like newsworthy accounts that will like show me what's going on.
I follow the news, but not on TV.
Yes. All right. Anyway, so that was a hangover and a big deal.
A big deal. Yes.
Also a big deal. Actually, you know what? I'm going to apply right now.
What?
So I just got, Carl talked about like, oh, nice eyebrows. I just got them done and they look big and bold. And I also have my eyelash extensions on because I like those too. But I got to tell you what.
What?
I'm putting on this Thrive mascara. These the Thrive Cosmetics. I am obsessed with all of them. And I just take this little mascara and I just wiggle it right in there in the base of the lashes. I like that it doesn't flake. Same. It comes off in like tubes. So it's not, you know, you don't get that fallout under your eye. Makes me feel alive. In addition to that, this is the cult classic. This Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara, cult classic. They're number one seller. But I also use their Brilliant Eye Brightener in the color mauve, Muna, in the color Muna. This gives you a nice little sultry, smoky eye. I'm also obsessed with their under eye cream. Basically, everything that I've tried from Thrive Cosmetics, it has not let me down. There has been nothing yet that is even slightly disappointing. And more than just the products, I love Thrive because it is high performance beauty and skincare products made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. There's no parabens, no sulfates, no phthalates. They're 100% vegan, certified, and cruelty-free. And Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E, is in the name for a reason because every purchase supports organizations that helps women thrive.
Yeah, since they became a partner on the pod, I just realized as you were putting on the mascara, I have not changed whose mascara I use. I only use Thrive Cosmetics mascara. That's so for good. Real. I use the cleanser. We're not even required to talk about it, but I'll talk about it. It's Thrive Cosmetics cleanser.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Shoot. I want to get the exact name.
It's like some brightening. I don't know. It's in like a white bottle, right?
Yeah. Okay. And so I use that almost like every day in the shower too.
Yeah.
And then I put on their Overnight Sensation Brightening Sleep Mask last night. I put that on at least once a week.
I haven't tried that yet.
Oh, it's so good.
And so good.
I remember I listened to an Oprah episode when I was like in my early 20s. And they were like, in the morning, Oprah was like, use something SPF in the morning and something antioxidant packed at night. And this Overnight Sensation Brightening Sleep Mask is antioxidant packed.
Oh.
So I use that every so often. You know, it's not an every night thing, but it's like, ooh, when I do use it, I'm like, okay, it's like a twice a week thing for
me. This is money.
Yeah. Money. All right.
You guys got to check it out. For every product purchase, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help women thrive, which can look like women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, fighting cancer, and more. It's their Bigger Than Beauty cause. And we are big fans of that, big fans of the company. And now is a great time to try Thrive Cosmetics for yourself. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/sip. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/sip for 15% off your first order. I'll launch into my faves first.
Yeah. Launch. Okay.
Okay, so I've got like some little highlighty kind of faves that I wanted to share. And then I've got a bit of a message that I want to share too. Okay.
Yes.
So my favorite thing that I read this week, this comes with a trigger warning. It is Colleen Hoover does it again, slam dunk every freaking time. It's All Your Perfects. And I read this in a day. I picked it up at probably 2. I read it for an hour or two, immediately hooked. That's one thing I love about Colleen's books is like right away. It takes 30 pages to be like, oh, fully understand what's going on, getting into the characters and stuff. And then John and I went out for date night, went to a game, came home. I couldn't wait to read it. And so then I read it from 9 a.m. or 9 p.m. till 1 a.m.
Wait, what was the title again?
All Your Perfects.
Okay.
But this is a story. What I love about it, Colleen does romance novels. And what I love about all of her novels are, you know, they make you feel good. It's great character development. But this one is about a married couple and it goes between then and now. So it's when they were first dating and like their falling in love story to now how things have changed. And the trigger warning comes because they struggle with infertility. Mm. So it really paints the picture of how devastating that has been for her and how things have like shifted from, you know, when they were dating to when they're married. And it's a really beautiful thing. I bawled. I loved it so much. So read it, highly recommend it, but like protect your peace if you need to, you know? Okay. Favorite product that I watch. So I have been talking to you guys about skincare for a while, like how important skincare is to me. And I did a skincare 101, which was like the basis of skincare. And I need to come back with skincare 201, which is like the products I use and the orders that I use them in. But one of the things that I had learned was we really shouldn't be doing too much physical exfoliation. So what I mean by that is like those harsh scrubs. I used to use that apricot, you know, that like whatever the apricot
scrub. Yeah, yeah.
You just scrub the shit out of my face, or like Neutrogena, anything with those beads in it. You feel like it's good.
Right.
Like not Neutrogena, the clean and clear, right?
I
like
know
scrubbing.
Exactly what
But actually does
about.
A lot of damage to your skin barrier and can cause like totally disrupt your skin barrier. So I haven't been doing that. Now I do exfoliation, like a chemical exfoliation, which looks like acids. So AHA or BHA acids, you know, they might say like exfoliating toner or something. And so it's the acids that are exfoliating your skin. But I was struggling because I have these, you know, super zoomed in mirrors. And when I would get up close, I'm like, I have so much like patchy, dry skin, and it felt annoying. And I'm like, when does this sloughing stop? So then I'm like, whatever. So I went on Amazon.
The way you just moved your hands.
I'm like trying to scrub it, but like I'm nervous about scrubbing too much. So here's what I decided. I'm going to play around with this. But I went on and I was Googling like, what is the best facial exfoliating device? And they say the, well, it comes up a lot, those cleansing brushes, right? Those spinning brush heads. And those feel a little bit dirty to me, like they would hold bacteria. And also, I think they just get overused. Like you don't want to be doing that every time you brush your face. That is very disruptive to your skin barrier. So I went on Amazon and I found it is the Neutrogena Microdermabrasion Starter Kit, at-home microdermabrasion machine, and $18. And what I like about it, it comes with these
slower.
The Neutrogena Microdermabrasion Starter Kit.
Okay.
At home microdermabrasion machine, skin exfoliated with glycerin.
Got it.
Skin firm. Yeah. So it comes with these little discs. So it comes with a handheld device that vibrates, right? And then it comes with these little discs that you pop on there. So you do a different disc every time, which I think is important
like
for
that.
Bacteria purposes.
Yeah.
But it's also not super rough. It's just a little bit. Got a little bit of texture. And so then I did that all over my face last night. And my plan is to do this like once a week. I think that when
this
you damage-
This is only $18.
I freaking know it. Can you believe it?
What?
I know.
I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, buy it. And the reviews are like glowing. There's almost 17,000 reviews and it's 4.7 out of 5 stars. And if you look at some of the pictures like-
And you did this last night for the first time?
I did it last night for the first time.
And did you like...
No irritation at all.
Did it feel nice?
Yes. And those pads kind of, they have like a... They get a little bit foamy, you know? So I went in with a micellar water, did my first pass. And then I just did this as my second pass. And then I went in with gentle moisturizers after that. Because I think what was happening was like the chemical exfoliator was like... taking off my skin, but it wasn't making it slough off. And so then my skincare wasn't able to penetrate actually into my skin because it was fighting that layer of dead skin on the top, right? So like once or maybe twice a week, I'm going to go in with this guy in addition to my chemical exfoliator. And I think this is going to be a game changer. So I had to share with you guys.
I just bought this. It.
Yeah, of course you did. Get it. Get it.
I'm really excited about this.
Yeah.
Also, you guys on SipSquadPod.com, you can access all of our Amazon faves, and you can get there also through the link in our bio and our Instagram at You Can Sip With Us.
Yes. Okay. Two things that I've sipped. Right now, I am in the midst of a gut health regeneration journey, and no alcohol for me, but sometimes I want a little something fun. So at Sprouts, which would be like any sort of natural food store. You've probably seen the bottles of Hum kombucha, H-U-M-M.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they have another one. John found this actually, but they're in cans and it says Hum probiotic kombucha, whole 30 approved. And what I liked about that means there can't be like a bunch of added sugar and crap to it because whole 30 is like
strict.
Pretty much. Yeah, strict. Yeah. So we got some. I don't care for the elderberry one, but there's a berry one and a strawberry one that is so tasty. big fan. So if you are also trying, like, maybe not to drink, or you just want a kombucha that doesn't have a bunch of sugar in it, this can. Hum kombucha in the cans that say Whole30 approved on it.
Nice.
Also, I have a new creamer. I still think flavor-wise, the Oatly or whatever the one is with the oatmeal cookie, I still think that one is flavor-wise hard to beat. But it does have some not quite as clean ingredients. It's not terrible, but it's not like, you know, there's like sunflower oil and stuff in it, which is just not great for your bod. So there's another one that I found also at Sprouts. We'd find it at your natural food store called, the brand is Elmhurst, and it is an oat creamer, but it's pistachio. And I can't, it, that pistachio creamer, and it's very, I put a picture on my stories today. So the ingredients, let me see if I can find the ingredients. Yes. Ingredients, oat milk, which is filtered water and whole grain oats, then pistachio, which is filtered pistachio milk with, which is filtered water and pistachios, cane sugar, and hemp seeds.
Great.
Plus what's in it, right?
Great.
Hi, we're in. We are sold on that. And the flavor is really good. And can you even picture this? Pistachio oat milk in a green tea latte.
Give it to me.
Doesn't
Does
that sound good?
Up? Does
yes.
it froth?
Oh, it froths like a fucker.
So it checks yes. every box.
It checks your boxes.
God damn it.
Oh, it's going to check your box. I'm going to come up when I come to you. I'm going to make this for you and your mind is going to be blown.
Yeah. What if I make it for myself before? Cuz I wrote this down and I'm an action-oriented gal.
Yeah, that's true. Go ahead and do it. But when I
but
come
I'd like
and
you to make it better than how I make it and blow my mind.
Yeah. Do you, speaking of froth, do you ever do collagen peptides? You know, the powdered collagen?
You know what? I've bought a million bags of collagen peptides and never gotten in the habit of just adding them. They're like just in my pantry.
In addition to me trying to like balance my blood sugar and hormones, I'm not having caffeine without other food now, right? So I've been adding collagen peptides into my morning routine. I'm not supposed to, well, I can have coffee 3 days a week with this gut restorative thing, but I'm actually really craving the green tea latte. So that's my go-to like cup,
green tea
comfort cup
delicious.
In the morning. So good. So I do some of the green tea powder, some water, and then I put in a scoop of the collagen peptides. That froths like nobody's business. So if you're queen of froth, yes. And
can you
Costco
have collagen
has
peptides when you're pregnant?
Yeah, I mean, I would like it's just I would actually think that would be good for you because it's just like bone. I feel like it's like the same level of like bone broth as far as like healing stuff, you know?
Great.
Yeah. So you put a scoop of that in. You put a tablespoon or two of the creamer froth. Game changed. It's a game changed.
Yeah, I'm in.
And that would probably be good for you, you know, just to like have a little protein. Yeah. If you any of you are having like sugar in your coffee and stuff, put a little protein in there. Help stabilize the blood sugar as it absorbs.
Yes.
I mean, it's a home run. Okay. Then what I wanted to talk about as far as like the lesson, I was like thinking, do I want to make this its own thing? But I don't know if it's robust enough. So now I'm going to tell a bit of a story and hopefully you guys can get something out of this. So I was meeting with a client last week. I was coaching her. And, you know, you guys know I work in like the weight loss space where a lot of people are interested in losing weight and all of that. And Body Positive Badass in that course, we talk about, you know, other people's opinions and your opinion of yourself. And it came up, and this comes up a lot, that they're afraid to lose weight because of what their family might say, right? And so their family is someone that always comments on each other's
size.
Weight. Right. They comment on, oh, you're too small or you're too big or I shouldn't have eaten that. Or, you know, and this particular person I was coaching, she has like a 16-month-old daughter and they were even commenting on like, wow, she's such a big baby. And she just knows that she was raised in that environment where there was so much energy and still is put on the body. Right. And so she had some issues with that growing up. And then she went and did a fitness competition and then they commented on how small she was. And then she rebounded from that and got an eating disorder. And this is very common. This happens a lot. Right. And people that are really close to their families spend a lot of time with these people and it can be really challenging. And then it can impact whether you want to move forward with this decision that feels good to you because you don't want to have them commenting on it. And as we were talking, we got to this place where I said, my dad is the same way. So I think part of the reason that I had such a warped relationship with food in my body is my parents divorced when I was really little, and my mom cared a lot about the acceptance of men and being pretty, right? We went tanning. I remember going tanning with her when we were little. Mm. We got kicked out of the salon actually because my mom would have us in the bed with her because that was the only way she could keep us safe, I guess. I don't know. But they were like, you can't have like 8-year-olds in the tanning bed with you. So she, you know, and just like she had this friend that was so beautiful and the two of them would always go out and stunning, right? But, and so I think as a little girl, I picked up that it matters the way that you look and the way other people perceive you and having especially attention from men, right? Appreciate you. And then my dad was also very, very into fitness. Sarisa and I, my sister and I would always be at the gym working out. He was very active. He also commented on other women's bodies a lot. And it was just things like, you know, and we didn't know as a kid any different, mm-hmm. right? So that's where I grow up, this normal, like not only am I supposed to look a certain way, but also people are going to comment on it. But our parents' generation just lived in a different generation yeah. where it was more women were there to look good, right? The Stepford wives was like a thing. And it just makes me feel very uncomfortable now that I know like that's inappropriate. He doesn't know any better, right? Like I had to like, look like, why is this bothering me? And it is because I am thinking he is also thinking those things about me. So then I talked to him about this and I said, I realize like when you're judging other people's bodies, it makes me feel like you're also judging mine. And so I know that's my work to do. Like I can't control whether you're going to judge me or not. And if you're going to have opinions on whether I should have lost the baby weight or not. But you know, I'm happier now. And I think you think that I would be happier if I were smaller or if that people would be happier if they were smaller, but that's not really the case. Like, and so then I'm talking to this client and she's having this, it's her mom and her sisters that are doing the same thing, commenting, right? And a lot of you can probably relate to this where your parents do this as well. And it's well-intended. And what I realized was like, we think that it's judgment of us. And it feels like my dad is judging us. It feels like my dad is judging other people. This woman, this client that I was coaching felt like it was her mom and her sisters judging her and her daughter. And what I realized is like, they are so in their head and they believe that size is important in society, right? Like you should look this way. That's how you're going to be the most accepted. This is how I will feel the most worthy of love and value and belonging and all of these things. And so for them, I think that them passing judgment is coming from a loving place. It is come like for them, right? Like I want you to have the best life. And in my brain, I believe the best life is a smaller body, right? Regardless of the mental health that comes with it. I think that is what is going on with a lot of our parents' generation is they have spent a lot of years taking in a world that tells them the world that your life is better when you look a certain way, when you're a certain size. Like we live in a fat phobic society and our parents really like, I feel like things are starting to change for our generation and even more so for our kids' generation where women are no longer like, yeah, just look at me. I'm fair game. I have to do like put on all this makeup and put my face and do my nails and all of the things, right? That was just like what women did. And we're sort of moving into a generation where we're starting to wake up to be like, but what if we don't want to? Right. And some of us want to. Obviously, I went and got my eyebrows done today and have fake nails and fake eyelashes and all the things. And I do it because I like to. But I think our parents' generation, it's easy for us to say they're judging us when I've moved into this space. And the revelation that I had with that client was like, what if it's them loving us? Right. And the reason that this was important for me is not to give my dad or my parent, you know, like if it's you and your parents, a pass to say, hey, that's okay. But for you to protect your own heart, that they're not judging you thinking you should be different than you are. They're thinking if you were different, life would be easier or life would be better. Right. And I don't think these are conscious thoughts that they're having. I just think it is so ingrained in our society that, I mean, if you look at any of the commercials, right? it's like this mopey whatever. And then if it's selling something, they're happy and they're, you know, look, they're young and thin and like vibrant. And that then is like, okay, that's my goal. This is what I'm striving towards. And all of the celebrities and the quick bounce back, like it's really no fault to our parents that this is what they know. And for me, it's really important to not come from a place of, Dad, I feel like you're judging me, because that makes me feel wounded and sad. But like, oh, this is you loving me. And it's not the kind of love that I want, but it's a reframe in my brain that makes me feel like it's not a problem. Like, I don't have to feel ashamed, right? Mm-hmm. I get to be who I am. There's nothing wrong with me. Because when you feel judged, it's almost like you're believing that there's something wrong with you and you have to defend yourself against that judgment. But when you feel like, oh, this is them loving me, this is them thinking, right? Like, this is what I want my daughter to be, the most beautiful or the most thin or the most whatever, most successful, because that's what society accepts. And I'm not saying it's right, but it does feel better to me to be like, oh,
I can meet you there and we can have a conversation. Yes. That's going to be
right.
Productive.
Not, I'm not defensive.
That's
then.
Not, yes, defensive.
I'm not like, I don't have to protect myself.
Yeah.
When I feel like it's coming from a place of love. And so I was talking to this client about it, and she was like, oh my gosh, totally. And we both just had big light bulb moments there. And so I wanted to share that here in case that was a reframe that you could have when, and maybe it doesn't have to be about your body, but if your parents are judging you in any kind of way, generally, I mean, sometimes our parents are assholes, but generally your parents do love you. And they do want the best for you, but they just have this maybe unconscious opinion about what the best would look like, right? You should marry someone with money. You should marry someone that's educated. You should get married and then have kids. Like all these things that what they have sort of decided would be the best life for their kids. And sometimes it can come across as judgment, and maybe that is judging them, but on the deep level, they're judging you based against what they think would be the best life for you, right? So it is coming deeply from a place of love, even if it doesn't feel like that. And again, this is not for them to excuse any of that, right? I will still continue to have these conversations with my dad because I talked to him about Adele. And John was like, well, isn't that, he was like that. My dad's like, well, that's just my preference. I just like thinner women. And I'm like, okay, but that's like not okay. And John's like, isn't that the same as saying you prefer blonde or brunette? And I'm like, not at all, because it's not a brunette phobic society. Like people are not given jobs because they have brown hair versus blonde, but people are actively discriminated based on their size and their looks. Like that, you might not get a job based on your size. You might get looked over based, like that is not the same to me, having an opinion on why I like blonde versus brunette. I like thin versus, you know, maybe overweight. Those are not the same to me because of how there's discrimination in our society, right? It's mm-hmm. a fatphobic society. So I just think it's, for me, I was able to have a better conversation with my dad. So I'm not excusing that and saying like, oh, that's fine. But it no longer hurts me. Like mm-hmm. his thoughts about me no longer hurt me because I don't think of him as judging me. I think of him as, this is him trying to love me. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Totally.
It's kind of a messy thing, but I still wanted to share because it was a very powerful thing for me. And so maybe for some of you, it will land as well.
Listen, you guys, we've talked about Care/of before. We love them so much. One of my favorite partners. Care/of is a subscription service that ships high quality personalized vitamin supplements and powders conveniently to your door every month. Okay. It's so awesome. Like you go on, you take a quiz and you go on their website, you take a quiz and you give them information about yourself, like your goals, right? Like when I went on and did an update for me, I let them know that I'm pregnant and they're going to help you. They're going to curate personalized recommendations for your specific health and wellness journey. But it really takes, what I love is it takes a lot of the guesswork out. Like I get very overwhelmed in the vitamin aisle. Like what the heck mm-hmm. do I need? Should I be having more of this? Should I be having less of this?
And
what's
quality.
Too much? Quality. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And so it's so nice to get these tailored recommendations that you know okay, what I'm getting are good for me, clean ingredients backed by the latest science and research, so you can feel good about what you're putting in your body. And they come in these super cute compostable daily packs, which is so nice. Like, take them on the go, take them wherever you know you want. You just know, oh, I grab a pack, this is what I need for the day. But they're sustainably sourced and aimed at helping you take care of not only your wellness, but also the environment.
The other thing I love about Care Of is I go on, like Call mentioned, they have the quiz. And every time my life sort of changes. So like when I was, before I was pregnant with Mac, I had different needs. Then I was pregnant with Mac and I had different needs. Then I'm postpartum with Mac and I have different needs. And now I'm several years postpartum and I'm no longer drinking, right? So I have different needs. And I love that I can just go on, as my life and my goals change, so do my vitamins. For 50% off your first Care Of order of $40 or more, go to takecareof.com and enter code SIP50 at checkout. That's 50% off your first Care Of order of $40 or more by going to takecareof.com and entering code SIP50 at checkout.
Are you ready for what you need to know about entertainment, Ash?
Yes.
Okay. So I did a little deep dive on, first thing we're going to hit on is music. Do you know any of the top songs on the radio right now?
No, I don't know any of the top anything.
Okay. You've probably heard of, have you heard the song Heat Waves by Glass Animals?
Not sure.
That.
I know Woman, because every time I get in the car, Woman, let me, that's the only song I know. It's on every time I'm in the car by Doja Cat or something.
Oh yeah, I like Doja Cat. So Heat Waves by Glass Animals is the number one song out there right now. Biebs has two new songs on the top 10, one with Kid Laroi and one by himself. But the one with Kid Laroi is Stay, which
I do know that one.
Okay.
How do you think Biebs would be in concert? He's coming here. And John and I asked him, I'm like, should we go? He's like, well, I wouldn't hate it. And I'm kind of thinking I want to go see him.
Then go see him. And then,
because I like his music.
Because I really don't know. I think he'd probably be great. I mean, he's got a big team. It's going to be a mega production. He's got it all in terms of vocals and dance.
Yeah.
My only thing is like lip syncing I don't really love. But I feel like, because when people are doing high dance routines, there's a lot of lip syncing. But I feel like when Taylor does a lot of her high dance routines, she also does some like heavy backtrack type stuff.
Yeah.
But I bet he does some like quite a few live vocals too. I bet he'd be very good. He's an entertainer.
I have this vibe that like he doesn't like being a celebrity. So I feel like he like has this edge of like, I don't really want to be on tour kind of thing. Right. Mm. Like I don't like being a celebrity. So that's why I was like, is he just going to be like checking the box and going through the motion, or is he going to like enjoy it?
I think that, and we don't know Justin. I get the same edge. I get the same vibe.
Okay.
But the other vibe I get is that he loves his fans.
Okay, well, that's good then.
And I think when you're in a concert format
and
you know everyone there is a fan.
Is there for you.
And the reason I think this was because of the Billie Eilish documentary. She is a huge Justin Bieber fan. Mm-hmm. Huge, 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 like the most, biggest.
Wow.
And it like talks a lot about that. And when she was in, like, when she was not famous.
Who she is now.
Uh-huh. Right? Like, she loved him. And then when she became famous, she got the opportunity to meet him. And they show it, like, on the documentary.
Yeah.
And the way he – and then, like, they show messages that he sent her after, like, certain achievements that she had and, like, things. And they've become, like, friends.
Okay.
And I think he – like, I don't know. Like, I got the sense from that fans to him are treasured.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's promising.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like she met him and she cried and she couldn't speak and he just gave her the longest hug. And they showed the whole hug and it was like, wow, it's real sweet. Did you hear Hailey Bieber
had a stroke?
Had like a blood clot in her brain?
Yes.
And stroke like symptoms? Mm-hmm. Or something?
Yeah. Like a mini, scary. I thought she had like a mini stroke or something.
I don't remember what was like.
Oh,
that's scary.
Yeah.
It sounds like she's okay now.
Yes.
Like, thank goodness. Okay. Kodak Black. Super Gremlin, We Don't Talk About Bruno is in the top charts by
Encanto.
That's
crazy to me.
And you know these things, The Greatest Showman on Earth musical or whatever, that album probably is still in the top 10 and it's been on there for years. And these movies that come out that have like stacked soundtracks.
Yeah.
If you think about them, like the kids, if it's a family listening event.
True.
If there's adults that will go on and listen, and then also yeah. parents who will like, let's just sing this in the car because it'll like everyone will be okay with it.
That's true.
And they get the plays, they get the streams, they get the buys, and they stay on the charts for years and years and years. And I would be interested in like what the movie sales are at the end of the day, like a couple years from now. And then also the music, what the music sales are, because yeah. they get that double whammy.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we listen to that every day.
The other song sure. by Biebs that's on the top is Ghost. And then here's one. This is the last one I'll talk about. But I was like, I knew all these except for this gal, Gail. Have you heard of Gail?
I don't think so.
A, B, C, D, D. E, F, yeah, okay. U. Na, 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 na. So that song's in the top. And I was like, you know what? I like this song.
Uh-huh.
I like this song. I like her. I like that it's like this is a good running song type. It's got a charge to it, but she also yeah. seems like a little Taylor Lorde-y, Olivia Rodrigo-y, like this sort of begruntled vibe, you know?
Yeah.
So I went on to her Spotify and Spotify and searched for her. And then on iTunes, she has like this album. It's like six tracks. It's the same one that ABCDEFU is on, and they're all kind of ragey. There's an anger, you know, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
And some of them are not as, but they're like breakup anthem-y. And okay. these yeah. are this is a vibe.
So she has a whole album out.
Well, so let's see here, because I just added it to my library. It's an EP. So, A Study of the Human Experience, Volume 1, it's 6 songs. It was released March 18th, and I think it's very good. Mm. I think it's very good. So, I actually was listening to it as I was kind of getting my ducks in a row to come on here. And I have hiccups. It was a vibe. It's a fun little summer vibe, and I like her a lot. Okay. Movies that are popular right now, things you can stream this week or upcoming weekend. I pulled the Rotten Tomatoes score and the audience score for these. Deep Water has gotten a lot of promo. This is on Hulu. It's with Ana de Armas and Ben Affleck. Mm. A lot of buzz. A lot of people are watching it. Not a great.
What is it called?
Rotten Tomato. Deep Water.
Deep Water.
37 Rotten Tomatoes, 22% audience score. So
that's,
I don't know.
Freaking low.
It's really low. But like a lot of people are watching it. It's like one of the most watched movies right now, probably because it's like a star lineup kind of thing. I don't know, man. And sometimes when it's that low, it's just highly entertaining and nothing makes sense. But if you can accept yeah. that and just go along for the ride, it's like decent, you know? So I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking about the Pam and Tommy. Is that on your list?
No.
John and I are watching it, and we watched the second episode last night. I just looked it up. It's a 79% Rotten Tomatoes, 65% audience score. But I was like, if this wasn't about Pam and Tommy, like a story that we know about, not a chance in hell would I be watching this. It is so cheesy. It's terrible acting. It's almost like they hired porn stars because it's full nudity. You haven't seen sex yet, but there is a scene in there where his penis talks to him. So he's standing up and he's talking down to his penis, and the shot, so it's like him, but then there's also a camera underneath and it's full balls, full penis, and the penis, it's gotta be a fake one because it's like moving and bobbing around and talking to him.
Gosh.
So it's what very strange, but so I can't, like, the fact that the one that you did, Deep Water, has lower scores than this, like I'm wondering if it gets better because it's terrible. But
yeah, I feel like things in that like 60, 70 range, it's tough.
Yeah.
But if it's really low or really high, it's like either way, you're kind of in for a ride.
Okay. Yeah. Right. You know?
Right.
Okay.
Another one, the Adam Project. Have you heard of this? It's got Ryan Reynolds and Jen Garner, and it's on Netflix. So this is, Netflix is kind of like getting these. Did you hear Netflix just said you can't share your password anymore?
I thought I saw something about that.
Yeah, they released this thing that was like, that's no longer cool or whatever.
Was it ever cool? We did it.
Well, they did. They tweeted years ago when they were, because Netflix, you know, started out really small. My dad was like one of the first Netflix customers getting DVDs in his mailbox and like the little things you send.
Yeah. Them. Oh, I forgot about the DVDs in the mailbox. That is how they started.
Yeah. And he would like, you know, he had the max plan. So he'd like get 10 or 5 and then he'd, you know, keep them as long as he wanted and then switched them out. And I was like, I'll never forget when he was like, I got this thing I'm really like that I'm doing, you know, this new company. But at one point, when they started streaming, they tweeted, like, love is sharing your password.
Oh.
So they weren't ever monitoring this. And now they're, that's why people are like having a reaction to it. Cause if you didn't know, you're like, come on, of course, they should get paid. You know? But they were actually, so it's this thing is like, oh, is this tactical to get everybody on? For like pretty subpar programming, but also that's addictive and release a ton of stuff and get us all entrenched and then we're jacking up the price. I don't know. Whatever. But that's fine. Good for them. People can always cancel. You have the choice to cancel. But The Adam Project, Ryan Reynolds, Jen Garner, big stars on Netflix, 68% Rotten Tomatoes and 77% audience score. Not bad. Not great. Turning Red, big time new Disney movie.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Rebby controversy.
Didn't like it. We tried it and she didn't like it.
She didn't like it. Mm-hmm. Audience scores 73, but the Rotten Tomatoes score is 94. And there's been, it feels like people really love it or they're like.
And Rotten Tomatoes is critics, like people that know things. Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of like the measuring stick. It's not the measuring stick for the Oscars, but it's in my mind, it's like Oscar-y. It's like, is this the caliber of the programming and then the audience score is like, was this enjoyable?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
So it's, I like seeing both because they, sometimes there's a big variance.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Power of the Dog, whatever, on Netflix with Benedict Cumberbatch is a great example of that one. Super high Rotten Tomatoes, winning a ton of awards and like a lot of people watching, they're like, this sucked.
I don't like it.
Chris and I were split house on that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Batman, there's a new Batman out, Robert Pattinson. People say he's a very good Batman. Zoe Kravitz is in that as well.
Oh.
This is theater only, but it's going to be available to stream 45 days after the release. And so that'll be like in April.
I struggle with him.
I do too. I don't believe that he's like the best Batman.
No.
But when it comes out on streaming, I do want to see for myself.
Yeah. Yeah. I think any Twilight, they're just Twilight to me. I think that Twilight ruined it for me.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
I think we owe it. I mean, we don't owe anything to him, but I'd like to give him a fair shot.
Yeah.
Okay. There is a show called Fresh on Hulu. This is like a thriller horror type thing. So it could be good for like a Friday night, Saturday night.
Okay.
81% Rotten Tomatoes, 83% audience score. So pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man, you can stream. The new Spider-Man has Tom Holland and Zendaya in it. Super hot. 93% Rotten Tomatoes, 98% audience score. And you can stream it for $20. And that is like a blockbuster type movie. So.
Okay.
Okay, shows, top shows out right now. This is like a power ranking of shows, things that are just being watched a lot right now. We Crashed has Anne Hathaway and Jared Leto. 66 Rotten Tomatoes, 73% audience score. This is about like WeWork, which was like one of the companies that got really, really big and then kind of blew up. Anne Hathaway is having a little bit of a comeback moment, and I'm happy for her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she got essentially like totally torn up because she bugged people. And I think she bugged. I was like, we talked about it here.
Uh-huh.
But like there was no real reason. There was nothing really attached to it. No. And poor Anne Hathaway.
She just got a low viewer's choice score or whatever.
Yeah. She was on the Kelly Clarkson show the other day. This was trending on Twitter. Did you see this?
Yes.
On Twitter, someone tweeted, like, never challenge a theater nerd to something because it's, like, one of those games that they played where, well, let me see if I can find it.
Yeah. You play like a couple notes of a song and then whoever gets it first like gets to sing the song and wins or something.
Yeah.
And so, the clip I saw was Kelly like, can you play a song I know?
Yeah. So Kelly's like, can you play a song I know? And yeah, I'm going to play it right here. Here we go.
Song I'll know.
Jason, play a song show up.
This is Anne Hathaway.
Since you've been gone.
So she like slayed it.
So it's a Kelly Clarkson song
totally
and she knew
into it. Yeah. And she just hammer timed Kelly Clarkson. And I watched that and I thought, good for Anne Hathaway.
Mm-hmm.
And I did read the critics analysis or whatever of We Crash. And they said Anne Hathaway's performance in this is killer. Like really, really good. The Dropout with Amanda Seyfried. This is about the Elizabeth Holmes thing. Have you heard about that?
No.
Okay, Elizabeth Holmes, there's a documentary out. It's been out for a long time. I forget what it's called. But this is a woman who started like a company. She was like the CEO. It was like, I can't remember, but it was like something about blood. And it was, she's on trial right now for like, was she basically like giving false claims about what this could do and what it could mean? And so she generated a whole bunch of basically monopoly money because there was no product backing for like what this could actually do. So I thought, oh, okay, this is like something I've heard this story before, but it has an 88% Rotten Tomatoes score. I'll go through the rest of these pretty quickly here. Minx, there's a couple on HBO that have high scores. Minx on HBO, that is a feminist porn comedy, which is interesting.
Oh.
Raised by Wolves on HBO is very high. My dad's really into that show, so a little bit more fantasy-y type. There's an Amy Schumer dramedy out right now on Hulu, Ooh. Life and Beth.
I like Amy Schumer.
B-E-T-H. That is supposed to be very good. And then lastly, have you heard of the song... heard of the show Single Drunk Female with drunk crossed out?
No.
Okay, so this is on ABC. Interesting. They're not really a player in top shows. Mm-mm. But then at the day after it's on ABC, it's on Hulu. And it's a show that follows a woman and her challenges of sobriety. And it has 100% Rotten Tomatoes and an 87% audience score.
Whoa.
So I added that one to my list.
Hello. Yeah. Oh, another oldie but a goodie. Thrive Market. We're just thriving all the way we can.
Yeah.
Thrive Market is an online membership-based market on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. It is organic without overpaying. So you can shop everything from healthy pantry essentials to sustainable meat and seafood to non-toxic cleaning and beauty products, and then it gets delivered to your door. And if you find a lower price elsewhere, they'll match it, which, come on. I mean, I love that. I love that they have such high quality standards. They carefully vet each and every item so you can trust that if it's on their site, it is the best. And that is really true. Sometimes I go on and I'm like doing, you know, online shopping, perusing. I'm walking the aisles, every aisle, every time virtually. And I'm going and I just know if it's on Thrive Market, it's good, right? Like,
yeah.
I also like that they show a picture of the ingredient label of almost all of the products so you can see what is in it. And it's always good. I feel good about bringing that stuff into my home and then into my body and into my kids' bodies and all of that. I also find it super helpful that you can filter by diet. So if you are on a low sugar diet, you're following ketogenic or gluten-free, or for me, you know, right now paleo because it's gluten and dairy free, you can filter by 90 different values and lifestyles to find what works for you. And with Thrive Market, your membership means more for families in need and our planet. You join, and then they'll donate a membership to a family in need. That is, so far, 4.5 million donated in healthy groceries and counting. They use carbon neutral shipping, and they're on a mission to be the first climate positive grocer.
I'm not even kidding you. Probably an hour before we started this podcast, I checked out my Thrive Market order, my cart. I'm loaded up now with like a couple different sauces, a couple different grains, a couple different like paleo type options, stocked up. And I love just going on there and browsing. Like Thrive will tell you what you need.
And I also like that they don't like there's no plastic in their packaging. Do you notice?
Yes.
Like when it comes, it's all paper. It's all recyclable. It just feels better than a lot of other stuff that I order online comes and it's plastic everywhere.
Yep.
So
can your grocery store do that? Now it can when you go to thrivemarket.com/sip. Join today to get 40% off your first order and a free gift worth over $50. That's crazy. That's amazing. That's thrivemarket.com/sip to get 40% off your first order and a free gift worth over $50. thrivemarket.com/sip. Let's bring it home.
Land the bird. Rant.
Okay.
So, you know, a one stall bathroom, another bathroom rant, guys.
Yeah.
A one stall bathroom. Someone walks out. Well, one, we should also rant about, I've got two rants then. I just realized. When it's a unisex bathroom and a guy walks out and you walk in and the toilet seat's up and you're just
Come on.
This is disgusting.
Were you born in
the barn? So I don't like unisex bathrooms. I don't think. Or I don't like men that don't put the toilet seat down.
Like, I don't like men who don't put the toilet seat down.
Yeah. Unisex bathrooms are fine because then it's faster and it's more efficient, but the toilet seat thing.
Yeah.
Okay. But the other thing, someone walks out, you walk in, and the water in the toilet bowl is still moving. And you know, you did not wash your hands, you dirty, rotten scoundrel.
Yes.
It's disgusting.
It is.
And this happened twice. I went out to eat at a restaurant. And two different times in line, one was for me, one was for Rev, and both times water's moving in the toilet bowl. And I'm like, this is what in the hell? And you anticipate if it's a stall, right? And you're in line and the stall, right? Because there's no sink inside of the stall. I get it. When it's a solo room and the sink is there and the water is still moving, I just want to scream like, hey, that person didn't wash their hands, you know, like really shame them. But I don't. But in my brain, I do. I'm shaming them.
Oh, hell yeah. Same. My rant is any kind of federal form or tax form that needs to be filled out.
Yeah.
I had to do forms for work for like my maternity leave for FMLA, disability, short-term disability. And then it's tax season, you know? And like, I'm like, what is line 20 point A? What the hell do I put in there?
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, why? I don't know who makes these forms. I don't know what we're trying to do here, but they think that we know, like, we don't have legal degrees.
Yeah.
Like, what? Come on. Why can't this be simple? Taxes should not be this hard. Mm-hmm. These things should not be this
hard. Have you seen, there's like some jokes I've seen on TikTok or somewhere that's like, you know, it's like the government, like, We know exactly what you owe us. Oh, why don't you tell me? No. You got to do all of the work yourself. Yeah. You got to do all the number crunching. Oh, okay. I'll do it. And then I give it to you. And it's like wrong. And if it's wrong, if you F up in any way, you're in huge trouble. It's like, well, if you just know the number, why don't you just tell me the number?
Yeah.
Right? Because it is wild. Like, it is so much work and they know it anyway.
Yeah. Come
it's
on.
Really bizarre.
Yeah. It should be done for me. Just tell me.
Just tell me. I'll pay what I need to pay.
For as much as I'm paying in taxes, I'm not paying anybody who can just make this an easier process for everybody.
Right. Right.
You know, I gotta jump through all these hoops just so you can do a got me moment.
Right. Just so it can be like, told you so, you didn't know. Like, right. And then,
dude.
And if you really F it up, I mean, it's got some serious complications.
Have you been audited?
No.
I was audited when I sold books door to door to pay for college. It was a summer job. So it was super cash. I was cash and I was an independent contractor. And the IRS sent me a letter like, hey, we got to review summer of, they didn't say summer. I knew it was like the summer of whatever year. And oh my God, I went into this office and it was like the IRS office in downtown Portland. And I'll never forget the woman. Her name was Lisa. And there were actual just like cat pictures everywhere all over this cubicle. And the joy in her face. I mean, she just, you know, she'd ask me questions. And I'm nervous. And I'm young. I was like, I was like in my early 20s, right? Getting audited, sitting downtown in the IRS. My palms are sweating. And
palms are sweating.
And she's asking me about tax things, you know. Yeah. And I did make a mistake because everything's like so confusing AF, yeah. you know?
Yeah.
And the joy in her face
when she found the mistake,
when she nailed me, you know, it was a totally unintentional because I came out with it. I was like, oh, yeah, I did it this way. And I explained my reasoning and her eyes lit. Aha. You did it wrong. I got you. Okay, let's bring it home with a rave.
I mean, I don't have any great, I feel great this week. I don't have any great raves. I feel like my rave is just that it feels good to take care of you. So really, I've been like focusing on my mental health and my physical health and my thoughts on my marriage and my thoughts on my kids. And like,
yeah.
I just feel like I'm in a good space mentally. So I don't have like anything like pinpoint. It was just,
but that's a really good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. My rave, potty training, you guys. Ben has been, when he goes number two, he calls that, I'm going to talk about two specific situations that I could not stop laughing. So when Ben goes number two, he's been really into dinosaurs lately. So he calls mm-hmm. them dino poops.
Oh,
you know, dino turds. And even not even just his own. He calls my poops dino poops. Uh-huh. He calls dad's, you know, dino poops. Everyone's dino pooping. If you're listening to this, you probably had a dino poop today.
You're a dino pooper.
You're a dino pooper. Ben knows it. He's got you.
Yeah.
So we're at the stage of this whole thing where we're like just living our normal life now, balancing it with potty training. So it was like last week. We went out to dinner with some friends. We made sure to go somewhere that was like fine if the like kids and easy access to the bathrooms. Yeah. We're still thinking about it because he's like, you can't be in a situation where you only have a certain amount of time.
Right.
So he's playing with his friend who's at dinner. And then Ben looks at me and he's like, I got to go to the bathroom. Like now I'm like, okay, here we go. And sure enough, dino moment in the bathroom. He comes out whole place is packed. It's like a Friday night at like this, you know, it's like this pizza joint. And he comes out and I go, go tell daddy what happened, you know, so excited. And Ben announces to the pizza restaurant, huge dino poop.
It just,
everyone heard it.
Yeah.
Loved
did
it.
Did people laugh?
Yeah.
Huge dino poop.
I just thought it was so good. Kids are amazing.
Yeah.
And then we were at swim school the other night with him and he's like, I gotta go. So I'm like, okay. And this has been happening a lot where the swimming lessons right now are like a lot of out of the pool, go to the bathroom, come back. It is what it is. The world stops when there has to be. So we go to the little thing. There's like an outside across, like you step out of the pool and then there's like a one person bathroom like outside in this like out by their outdoor pool area. So we go out there and there's a woman who's in there not using the bathroom, but like there's also a shower and she's like clearly had just swam and she's getting ready to leave or whatever because it's at this gym. So there's one stall. So I'm like, okay, Ben, let's go potty, you know. And so he goes pee and then he looks at me and he's like, Mom, you know, mommy's turn to go pee. And I'm like, actually, yeah, I have to pee all the time these days. So, you know, third trimester, whatever. So I go pee and this woman's still in there. So I go pee, you know, 10 seconds, whatever, in and out. And he goes, while the stall door is still shut and this woman's still in there, he said, you had a huge dino poop. And I'm like, no, mommy had a pee-pee. But like, I'm imagining this woman, like, what if she thinks I did that in like 10 seconds? I mean, that would be feasible for you.
Whoa, you had a huge dino poop, Mom. Oh, kids really are the best.
Awesome. Thanks, Ben. Thanks, buddy.
Was she out? Was she still there when you got out of the stall?
Yeah, yeah. I could hear her laughing.
Giggle a little. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 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 Anyway, you guys, we love you. You can sip with us always.
Always.
And we will see you next Tuesday. Bye. What more you can sip with us? How about another round of your favorite podcast? We Sign me up.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, Patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.